You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. As long as man keeps talking to God and apologising to God and asking God for things, as long as the words and thoughts are going in the direction from a man's mouth up towards God, then the devils have nothing to worry about. It's only when the man goes quiet and becomes empty and allows God's love to come down from above into him, which he says, as anyone knows, is the only true form of prayer, only then do they know the devils have a problem. This is an excerpt taken from the Screwtape Letters. It's a classic work by author C.S. Lewis. He also wrote The Chronicles of Narnia, and these Screwtape Letters were written and published around 1942, almost 100 years ago. This book is a supposed collection of letters from a senior demon, whose name is Screwtape, to his nephew, a junior demon named Wormwood. And the letters are instructions and advice from Screwtape to Wormwood on how to ensure the damnation of a man whom Wormwood had been assigned to tempt and lead away from God and into sin and despair. The novel's renowned for its wit, its irony, its insight into human nature, and the Christian theology which is woven into it as well. C.S. Lewis uses this fictional correspondence, these letters between demons, to explore and critique various aspects of human life. Morality, temptation comes into it as well, and faith. The letters delve into numerous issues, some are more trivial than others, others incredibly profound. So it's a remarkable piece of work. So why am I mentioning this today on my show? Well, I've been encountering a huge amount of energetic static, white noise, choppiness in the infinite energy grids. And I've spent some time reflecting on how I would move forward, given I have so many people that are asking me how they can manoeuvre themselves through this phase of the ascension. I could explain what I see on the energy grids. I could correct and balance their energy fields through adjustments that make the turbulent waters feel a bit calmer. But I was searching for a different way to offer guidance. And then it came to me, perhaps the best advice I could offer in the midst of these choppy, energetic oceans is to tell people, tell myself, tell everyone to just stop making a sound and to listen. Shift out of activity, shift out of petitioning, shift out of asking, justifying. Just shift into a more receptive state of silence instead. True communication with the wisdom of the divine is being open to the gift that is already trying to reach you through the silence. A deeper, more transformative experience occurs in that silent space. It happens in silence, it happens in emptiness, when an individual stops speaking, stops asking, stops demanding, stops questioning, and instead becomes open to receiving the energetic transmission from the divine field. You become silent, you open up a vessel in anticipation, and the divine steps in or flows in. So did you know that there's a really transformative power in stillness and silence by quieting your inner and outer worlds? By doing that, you create a sacred space for the divine whispers, as I call them, to actually reach you, to guide you, and to co-create with you. Cultivate silence. Become that empty vessel and allow divine whispers to fill that void. Stillness enables you to hear divine guidance. Wise messages come through quiet, gentle whispers, but they only become perceptible when we quieten our minds enough and still our lives. So let's create spaces of silence and receive divine insights that answer our inquiring. Contemplative silence, meditation, or taking a moment for quietude, it puts your being in a state of openness and receptivity. And the focus then is not on you anymore, not on the needs of the self, your agendas, desires, expectations, expressions. Instead, your focus shifts. And it shifts into a quiet kind of surrender. But this isn't a surrender that's giving up. It's a surrender where we simply allow ourselves to be in flow. And that enables this profound connection to happen. So instead of generating sound, you're available to hear sound. Instead of you pouring sound into other vessels, it enables others. And this can be that divine whisper I'm talking about, to be poured into you. Instead of contributing, you're available to receive. Moments like this can be transformative. Have you ever explored this? A void never remains silent for long. A void never remains empty for long. And divine energy discovers those silent spaces that you've created, and it fills that void, and it will fill the void with good things. It's an influx of energy into a space that is empty and waiting to be filled. Deliberate stillness, making yourself a vessel that's open to perceive, that's sensitive enough to receive the most subtle of messages, willing to make sense of and understand the subtle guidance that the universe tries to bring, and being willing to accept that it might be a message worth considering, a message worth working with. We all have this at our disposal. We simply need to stop making a noise and instead cultivate silence. So this concept's not only central to various spiritual and religious traditions, but also to the practice of mindfulness, something I call playfully mindlessness, because that's what you're trying to achieve, and meditation as well, in the broader sense. The idea is that true wisdom and guidance are found in are never found in any relentless pursuit of answers through speech or thought or action. True wisdom and the guidance that comes with it. It comes through becoming silent, becoming an empty vessel. It's in this quietude that we can really hear those whispers of guidance and support and acknowledgement and the solutions that are coming to us. And we can't usually hear these when we're making so much noise. And the divine will not talk over us. It waits for a pregnant pause, at which point it then gives the guidance and the wisdom that is truly destined for us. So in many ways, by being quiet, we're no longer making all that noise that actually drowns these divine messages out. When the universe, or if you prefer to use the word divine, when it whispers to you, it communicates in a very delicate, subtle and easily missable way. What I mean by that is that you could miss it amongst the louder aspects of your life. It comes in, it's so quiet that you might overlook it, or you simply might not connect with it. And so therefore, if every day you decide to, rather than sit and ask for things or try and give your point of view about things when you are in communion with the divine or if you're sitting in your meditation. Just by silencing your inner chatter, being willing to be the side of the conversation that goes quiet, pausing that stream of requests and thoughts and distractions, well, what happens is that in that space between the thoughts, the gaps between the emotions and the actions and the noise, these whispers will reach you and they start to resonate and reveal themselves to you. Whenever I'm doing this kind of work, I always sit with a notepad and some kind of pencil next to me. And that's because often when I have finished the meditation, when I've become silent and allowed myself to be still and become a receptacle, ready to receive enlightenment of different ways, when I'm just coming out of that meditative state, it's easy to start forgetting some of those really important things that the divine whispers shared with you. And so I jot them down on a notepad and then allow myself to come back to my full awareness again. So if you're looking for answers at the moment, if you're hoping to find some guidance, shift from speaking to listening, shift from asking to receiving, and invite a deeper engagement with the potential that I know is trying to access you and be noticed by you, because I see it in energy fields constantly. You don't need to take up all the space that there is. Shove over a bit, take a step back, and then invite something wonderful to fill the spot for you. Your own voice, filled with its concerns and questions and desires and demands, it overpowers and obscures the subtle guidance, the insights, the joyful wisdom that's actually available to you from that higher source, that deeper intuition that you have. So, now that I've said all that, here's that excerpt again from C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. As long as man keeps talking to God and apologizing to God and asking God for things, as long as the words and thoughts are going in the direction from a man's mouth up towards God's, then the devils have nothing to worry about. It's only when the man goes quiet and becomes empty and allows God's love to come down from above into him, which he says, as anyone knows, is the only true form of prayer, only then do we know the devils have a problem. This book is a supposed collection of letters from a senior demon, Screwtape, to his nephew, a junior demon, Wormwood. And the letters are instructions and advice from Screwtape to Wormwood on how to ensure the damnation of a man. I've been encountering a huge amount of energetic static, white noise, choppiness in the infinite energy grids. And after some time reflecting on how I would move forward or how I would recommend to others to be able to deal with this particular phase of the ascension, then I think my answer is, stop resisting. Stop trying to ask for whatever it is you need. Stop trying to make a contribution in any way, shape or form. And instead, deliberately step into silence. And while you're there, simply listen.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
As long as man keeps talking to God and apologizing to God and asking God for things, as long as the words and thoughts are going in the direction from a man's mouth up towards God, then the devils have nothing to worry about. It's only when the man goes quiet and becomes empty and allows God's love to come down from above into him, which he says, as anyone knows, is the only true form of prayer, only then do they know that the devils have a problem. This is an excerpt from a book by C.S. Lewis. It's from the Screwtape Letters, and it is a letter from a senior demon, or rather an excerpt from a letter from a senior demon whose name is Screwtape, to his nephew. And he's trying, Screwtape's in many ways trying to instruct his nephews on how to ensure the damnation of a man. And really the message in that particular excerpt is that in order for you to find your way, to find your pathway, and for it to feel easeful and joyful, then go into the stillness. Allow yourself to become still, open yourself up to be receptive like a vessel, and allow the divine whispers to pour in. Now, there's a truly transformative power in stillness and silence. By quieting your inner and outer world, you create that sacred space for the divine whispers to reach you, to guide you, to co-create with you. And practicing cultivating silence, becoming that empty vessel, and allowing divine whispers to fill the void that you've created really enables you in so many different ways. Wise messages will come through, but they come through quiet, gentle whispers. They don't come through crash, bang, wallop, cymbals clashing and sort of big epiphanies. Sometimes they're whispers, right? And they're only just perceivable because you are so quiet and that space inside of you is so calm that you can pick up the most sensitive of ripples. And the more you practice creating this sort of quiet vessel space, the more easy it becomes to develop that unshakable faith that there is a benevolent energetic force that is much greater than you alone. And this kindly, compassionate force wants to work with you, is available to you 24 hours a day, right, in an unlimited sense. And it wants you to accept and receive it so that you will benefit, and it can benefit you and it will benefit those around you, and you can all co-create wonderful things in that supreme collaborative way. This becomes a relationship built on trust. So as you silence yourself and you open yourself up to be a vessel, you allow the divine whisper to step forward and to guide you and to build you up and fill you up. It's a challenge for some because it requires them to set aside their own desires and simply have a willingness to be led in the direction of the most balanced and harmonious pathway, rather than to take the lead, take control, have the answers. But if you can be humble and be willing to be open and receptive and acknowledge that maybe sometimes the most profound wisdom is not going to come from your being, it's actually when you're able to remain still enough, long enough, quiet enough to allow supreme insights of great consciousness to illuminate your pathway for you instead. Silence is not only, though, about the absence of speech. When you can cultivate a practice of listening, a skill that involves a lot more than just the absence of speaking, listening, there's an exquisite form of listening where when we're hearing something, we don't chip in, we don't feel we need to make a contribution, we just sit and receive it. And that means that whether it's the person that you've met in a supermarket, because of course, as we know, the divine works through them too, or it could be music that you hear, the lyrics, or it could be something, some wise words that comes through a snippet or a short off the internet, off YouTube. When we allow ourselves to sit and listen and have that exquisite level of hearing, the messages can and do come, and you start to realize that you're being shown the way all the time. It's not only when you ask or when you're in need, that you're being shown the way on a permanent basis, on a continuous basis. And so whenever you actively create a space of openness and quietness, and you become that receptacle, you're not going to miss those insights that are often overlooked in the hustle of your daily life. So this invitation is an invitation to trust that if you're prepared to surrender and let go and be quiet and to put yourself into that state of exquisite listening, then you will receive the guidance that is actually always there, but perhaps it'll be the guidance that you're prepared to receive and accept in that moment. So I always suggest to my clients that they choose to become a silent vessel and that they listen. Rather than speaking over the messenger that is trying to illuminate the way, stop talking over the messages, right? Humans do have a tendency to hold on to control in conversations, to assert our own points of view, always go into judgment, to be the person to be at the center of our life. True understanding and connection, whether with the divine or the universe or our inner selves or greater consciousness or anything else, well, it comes from a place of surrender, where we make a space for something beyond our immediate comprehension to make itself heard. So if you're in need, then, during this rather interesting part of the ascension, as I know many people are at the moment, I'd suggest that the most powerful means to a solution, if a solution is what you're looking for, is in curating moments of silence and reflection, building these moments into your routine. Meditation's good, but any silent space that you can create that's focused on listening and fostering an awareness of quietening the internal and external chatter that fills your life is going to allow you to hear what I call those whispers, the wisdom that you might be absolutely desperate for often is in those whispers. And the whispers wait for you to finish speaking and quieten down so that they have a chance to speak and be heard. Whispers are quite polite. They don't interrupt or speak over you while you're talking. So it's only then in your quietude can those solutions and truths and gifts and insights find their way to you in the gentlest of energetic breezes.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Making time and space to listen for those divine whispers can be an art. Here are, I think, a number of ways that I encourage my clients to be able to drop into that silent space at any time, so that they can become that vessel, that void space for the higher energies to fill up with good things and for those messages in the form of divine whispers to be heard. Now, meditation is a great way of accessing this. But let's face it, not everybody meditates. Not everybody can find space to perhaps sit and meditate undisturbed. So whenever you're able to create that silent vessel in yourself. It could be when you're washing up. It might be when you're walking the dogs. It could be when you're waiting for your children to come out of school. It can be a pause in the traffic lights as you're driving along a road. I really don't mind. Any and all or even more of those situations is perfect. What you're looking for, even in the merest of moments, is being able to deliberately drop into a silence and then listen. So I suppose that would be where I start. Go into the silence, create any kind of space of silence within yourself. It can be just before you go to sleep at night, or it can be taking a moment or two when you wake up in the morning to just, before you start your day, to just give yourself a moment or two of silence. And if you think, oh, I wouldn't have time at the beginning of the day, set your alarm clock 15 minutes earlier and gift yourself 10 minutes of this. Who knows, there could be a treasure trove that you actually uncover in the first 10 minutes as you are waking up during the day. So when you create that space of silence within yourself, what you're doing is you're allowing yourself to move beyond noise. Move beyond the noise of your desires, move beyond the noise that is in your energy field that could be there for that's fearful. Just moving beyond thoughts to a place of stillness. And the silence becomes the ground in which the divine whisper can be heard. And I'd also suggest that you are very open to receiving whatever guidance, insights or presence that might come through in the quiet moments of listening. It's about being willing to hear whatever is being said without preconceived notions or expectations or agendas or judgment of what the divine whisper should look like or sound like in your life, and also what it might be telling you. In my experience, the divine whisper always works for your benefit, is always honest, and will always tell you the truth, and brings the most incredible solutions. And some of them you may already know of, but you had chosen not to respond to, and others might be a complete reframing of something that you'd never seen in that way. And the objectivity that the divine whisper gives you helps you to see the solution, helps to open a doorway, helps you to find the way through a situation that perhaps you weren't sure of before. Be humble. Recognize that divine wisdom and guidance often comes in really unexpected forms and requires a humble heart in the recipient to perceive and accept it. The practice of listening in this context is really an acknowledgement of your need for guidance beyond what you're capable of, beyond your own sphere of knowing and understanding. Be humble. And also be patient, understanding that divine communication doesn't always come to our timetable or in the way we might expect it or want it to come. But we've got to be patient. Patience, wait in the silence, wait and continue to listen, even when it seems that no answer may be forthcoming. Be patient. And then be attentive and expect something subtle. Be attuned to the subtle ways in which divine guidance can manifest itself. Can come through intuition, might show you in the natural world, the words of others, in the depths of one's own heart. It involves paying attention to any small quiet whispers that are easily missed around you when you are focused solely on louder forms of being. So what's the advice? I say to my clients, be silent, be receptive, be humble, be patient, and be attentive. Making yourself an empty vessel requires you to release any personal agendas and just really accept that what you're trying to do is to quieten a ceaseless chatter and allow any divine energies, any divine whispers to enter to fill you up. And if you don't hear, that's fine. Try again another time. But allow the divine to know that you're serious about this relationship. It's not only when you want something. Perhaps sometimes the divine just wants to give you some advice or some knowings without you needing to have asked first. Allow the divine to descend into the quiet space that you've created within yourself. That sometimes means that you have to show the divine that through the practice of listening, you are making yourself available. There is a truly transformative power in stillness and silence. And by quieting your inner and outer worlds, you create a sacred space for divine whispers to reach you and to guide you and to co-create with you. So when you cultivate silence, and by cultivating, what I mean is you may have to practice it for a while and learn how to be silent, you know, to cultivate becoming an empty vessel, practice opening yourself up, even if you don't actually receive anything or you're not sensitive to what you are receiving, practice being an open vessel. An empty vessel, allow divine whispers to fill whatever void there is inside of you. And even if you don't hear them at first, thank them for trying to speak to you. Stillness enables you to hear divine guidance. Wise messages come through quiet, gentle whispers, but they're only perceptible when you quieten your mind and still your life and make some space on a regular basis. So why don't we do that? Let's create spaces of silence on a regular basis and receive divine insights that answer our call, and do this on a regular basis so that we don't only have to wait until we're in a situation where we don't know what our next step, what the next right step should be. There are many people during the current phase of the ascension that are finding the energy is quite overwhelming, and they can be suddenly tired, and other days they can be euphorically joyful. They can find that things that they always felt that they could depend on in their life are changing on a pin. Talk can be quite abrupt. There are lots and lots of choice points that we're all trying to navigate. And my suggestion, I suppose, from the show today is to say to you that there's a really transformative power just in stillness and silence. Perhaps the answer's there. Perhaps it's just beyond your reach, because what you need to do is become silent and be a vessel to receive it. As long as man keeps talking to God and apologizing to God and asking God for things, as long as the words and thoughts are going out in the direction from a man's mouth up towards God, then the devils have nothing to worry about. It is only when the man goes quiet and becomes empty and allows God's love to come down from above into him, which he says, as anyone knows, is the only true form of prayer, only then do they know the devils have a problem. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.